Daily Worship Devotionals for Lent number 3. Well, hey there, friends. My name is Rob Still, and welcome to Daily Worship Devotionals. I'm so glad you could join me here on this podcast. I'm trying to study the scripture, listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit, and base it all on the framework of the Christian year calendar. Right now, we're in the season of Lent, and today we're going to be talking about when you pray. So let's go. Okay, when you pray, keep it simple. I'm going to be reading from Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 through 8, New King James Version to begin with. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray, standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask him. All right, that's the New King James Version. Now let's check out the Message translation. I love the way Eugene Peterson says this. So the heading here is Pray with Simplicity. And when you come before God, don't turn it into a theatrical production. All these people making a show out of their prayers, hoping for stardom, do you think God sits in a box seat? Here's what I want you to do. Find a quiet, secluded place so you won't be tempted to role play before God. Just be there as simply and as honestly as you can manage. The focus will shift from you to God, and you will begin to sense His grace. Wow, that's really good. The world is full of so-called prayer warriors who are prayer ignorant. They're full of formulas and programs and advice, peddling techniques for getting what you want from God. Don't fall for that nonsense. This is your Father you are dealing with, and He knows better than you what you need. With a God like this loving you, you can pray very simply, like this. And then He teaches them the Lord's Prayer. We're going to talk about that in a minute. Okay, so, the Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. In this passage from the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus is talking specifically about what prayer is and how we are to do it. Now, of course, Jesus did pray out loud and in public, so He's not saying don't pray publicly. In fact, listen to what the Gill commentary says. Our Lord does not mean to exclude and condemn public prayer, but to instruct persons that they should not only pray in public, but also and especially in private, where they are less liable to pride, hypocrisy, and vanity. That's from Gill's commentary on BibleHub.com. I like that website, by the way. Okay, so the best public prayer is an overflow from what's going on in your private prayer life, which is the same principle, really, man, when you're leading worship. First, the private practice, and then the public witness. That's why you have to go into your prayer closet first with God and have a real conversation with Him. Okay, now here's three examples of how not to pray in public. Do not do this, okay? The first is to pray like a boar. Now, maybe the words are good, but the prayer is lifeless and dry and not relevant. The style of this prayer has no real passion, personality, or compassion. It's just reading words from a generic script out loud. So it might have some truth, but not much spirit and certainly not much heart to it. All right, the second example of what not to do is do not pray like a drama queen. Now this, by the way, is not just for ladies. This is for men too, okay? Men can be drama queens. Now what I'm talking about is soulish emoting, Okay. Now, I'm all for passionate, travailing prayer, but our shouts and our tears need to be anchored in spirit and in truth and focused on the purposes of God, contending for them. The drama queen prayer here may have a lot of passion and a lot of heart, but not a whole lot of head. All right, the third way not to pray is don't pray like a zombie with no head and no heart. I think of this when Jesus said, do not keep on babbling empty phrases like the pagans. So like mechanical repetitions, man, that is way off the mark of spirit and in truth. Don't pray like a zombie. The solution, Jesus says, is to pray like this. And then he teaches us the Lord's Prayer. But first, a word of caution, and this is from the Jameson Fawcett Brown Bible Commentary, again on BibleHub.com. He says, the very prayer which our Lord gave us as an antidote to vain repetitions is the most abused to this superstitious end. The number of times it is repeated, counting for so much more merit, is not this just that characteristic feature of heathen devotion which our Lord here condemns? I think so. So, the Lord's Prayer is not a magic formula. Rather, take the meaning of the words to heart and in your prayer closet, pray your own words according to its principles and ideas. Let's pray. Our Father, who lives in heaven, you are a good Father. You are compassionate, merciful. Holy is your name. Lord, we honor you. You are our maker. You are our creator. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. You are the supreme ruler of the universe. God, may your kingdom come and your will be done in every aspect of our lives right here on earth. As it is in heaven, may our realities be aligned. God, you know everything we need, so give us today our necessary provision and forgive us for our sins, for they are many, and empower us, God, to forgive others, to forgive every offense, both small and large. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil, all the snares of the devil, Lord. Protect us from them. Protect us from ourselves, Father. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Okay, guys. Well, I hope that is helpful to you. And thank you so much for joining me today on dailyworshipdevotionals.com is the website. Go there. I got free resources and would love to get you on my mailing list. And if you like this podcast, would you please say good things, give it a good rating, review, subscribe, all that kind of stuff wherever you happen to be watching or listening. And until the next time, may God richly bless you. Vaya con Dios. Go with God. The Lord be with you. This is the day.